USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
France has recalled its ambassador to the U.S. for consultation in response to this week's announcement that the U.S., U.K., and Australia have formed a national security partnership. The French government says that Australia pulled out of an existing defense deal with them to join the U.S. and the U.K. In a statement, national security spokesperson Emily Horn said that they've been in contact with the French government and are looking for ways to resolve their differences. And the House is set to vote on a bipartisan infrastructure bill later this month. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer sent a letter to members on Friday informing them that the Senate's trillion-dollar spending package will come to the House floor for a vote on September 27th. The House returns from summer recess on Monday and is expected to continue to work on a $3.5 trillion spending package that Democrats have been working to flesh out. They'll also need to pass a measure to fund the federal government past September 30th when the current fiscal year ends. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Pentagon has admitted that an August 29th drone strike in Afghanistan that killed 10 people was a mistake. John Clemens reports.
The targeted white Toyota that was first considered a threat to the airport in Kabul turned out to be a vehicle operated by an Afghan aid worker employed by the charity group Nutrition and Education International of Pasadena, California. Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie Jr., commander of U.S. Central Command, spoke to the media at the Pentagon.
Having thoroughly reviewed the findings of the investigation and the supporting analysis by interagency partners, I am now convinced that as many as 10 civilians, including up to 7 children, were tragically killed in that strike. Moreover, we now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing, it's not a disease of aging, neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The last location of one of the country's retail giants is closing up shop. Chris Barnes explains.
For the better part of a century, it was arguably America's most well-known retail chain and one of the most respected, as it also offered private label brands of everything from car batteries, as in Die Hard, to home appliances from Kenmore and Craftsman Tools. And as any mom in the 60s and 70s with a chubby son could tell you, it seemed to be the only place you could get Husky pants that fit them. And if you want to go way back, people would buy houses made out of kits sold by Sears, again, under their private brand.
We are the store of the future.
The store of the future, as in 2 months of the future, as the store, and there is only one. It's the last Sears store surviving this long. It's in Schaumburg, Illinois, and it's going to be closing on the 14th of November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And real estate heir Robert Durst was found guilty Friday in the 2000 murder of his longtime friend, Susan Berman. After 3 days of deliberations, the jury found the 78-year-old guilty of first-degree murder in her death. Durst was not in the courtroom when the verdict was read. He's isolating after possibly being exposed to COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.